This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Among the many, many weird surprises as we sift through the new federal tax law is that Republicans left in the sizable deduction for buying an electric car. Also, historic preservationists were delighted that the credit to save valuable old buildings is still there. Dumping it would have put thousands of urban redevelopment projects in jeopardy. Lane Kaplan-Levinson reports this out of New Orleans.
I've got the best view of New Orleans on the 25th story of the Depression-era Hibernia Tower building. And I'm here with Press Kavakoff of HRI Properties.
You can't have a great neighborhood with blighted buildings.
And Kavakoff says,
you can't afford to take a blighted historic building without some incentives to make it work.
The incentive is a tax credit designed to save historic buildings. HRI used this credit to turn the tower into mixed-income apartments. The tax credit was created in the 1970s because at the time folks were saying,
gee, I don't want to be in this historic buildings anymore,
leading to urban decline. So the government went to private developers and said, hey, we'll give you a 20% tax credit if you take on a historic building and revitalize it. That's how HRI restored Hibernia Tower after Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005. Katrina's one reason New Orleans ranks third in the country for cities with the highest per capita use of the credit. Shaw Sprague works for the nonprofit National Trust for Historic Preservation.
It wasn't a complete surprise that the historic tax credit was targeted for elimination.
As the group's senior director of government relations, he told lawmakers that every congressional district has at least one historic tax credit project, like
in Paducah, Kentucky, the Paducah Coca-Cola bottling plant is a great historic tax credit project.
So the credit was saved. But University of New Orleans urban planning professor Marla Nelson says preservation advocates need to address one question.
Who is benefiting from this?
She says, look at post-Katrina New Orleans. We've got
neighborhoods becoming unaffordable and resulting in the displacement of individuals.
Still, Nelson knows this historic tax credit is going to revitalize many more vacant buildings. So is she glad it survived the recent tax reform?
I think I would say yes.
Nationwide, more than 1,000 projects took advantage of this credit in 2017. In New Orleans, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson for Marketplace.